Worcester, school safety prep is window dressing. Sean McCauley, Worcester New State Education Branch Secretary, personal capacity, 154 new members participated in the virtual New Worcestershire Members Meeting on Wednesday the 13th of May. It dwarfed even the excellent turnouts we achieved in June and November 2011, at the height of the public sector showdown with the Condem government over its austerity plans. The level of feeling is running high amongst members. We have nearly 20 new workplace or health and safety reps since schools closed on the 19th of March. Education staff in the meeting reported they were desperate to see schools reopened. We know far better than most how the quality of a child's education suffers when we do not have them with us. We know what we do and how successful we are at doing it. Most parents would readily acknowledge that, while they have been doing wonderful things with homeschooling, utilizing all the tasks and resources teachers have continued to provide throughout the lockdown, the best place for learning is in school. And we weren't arguing with that viewpoint. But equally, parents agree that the provision at schools should not be expanded in exchange for increasing the risk to children, staff, and communities to exposure to coronavirus. Schools should reopen, but only when it is safe to do so. Head teachers in Worcestershire, like those in other areas, are under enormous pressure from the government to find ways to make the school environment safe for reopening. They have stripped out all soft furnishings and toys in nursery, reception, and year one classes. They have zoned off 2-meter areas around desks with yellow and black hazard tape. For 3 to 6 year olds returning, it will be like more like a prison than a welcoming educational environment. Yet all of this amounts to nothing if the risk that infection will find its way into a school is still too high. Rendering a school safer in this way is only so much window dressing.